Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at the 8L Public Library, speaking with the programming specialist, Lily Swores. And Lily, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome as we are hitting the month here of May, and you're gearing up for your summertime reading program, but that's still about a month away. And so, but you do have programs coming up here in May, so we'll start off here. May 5th, it is obviously Cinco de Mayo, a widely recognized holiday, and you have a story time going on that day.
Yep, so this is a story time. It's not registered. You can drop in. It is for preschool through fourth grade is the age that we're gearing at. Yeah, and it's just a story time to learn more about the holiday and how it's celebrated, and there'll be a fun craft at the end, and it'll be great.
Awesome. Any sort of like fun food going to be there or no?
You know, I do think that there's going to be some, like, candy involved. Maybe a piñata, but I'm not sure. I'm not certain.
Okay. Well, you got to come and find out. So that's happening May 5th. And then the next day, May 6th, you have a few things going on. We'll start here with your Grant Wood Prairie Rebel. What is that?
So this is a program with the Iowa State Historical Society and State Historical Inc., and it is an adult program talking about Grant Wood, who is a famous artist from the state of Iowa, talking about his career, his childhood here, and kind of his lasting impression on art in the Midwest.
Awesome. Okay. So that sounds like a very fun program. Again, coming up at 10 a.m. on May 6th. And then also, well, you know, Pokemon is huge, and so this is kind of a newer program you guys have going.
Yeah, so Pokemon Club will be happening at 4 p.m. that day. It's ages 1st through 5th. Okay. This meeting will be just trading cards. Okay. They'll make their own Pokemon cards. I'll have the laminator out. We'll laminate theirs. And yeah, just an opportunity to let them trade cards with their friends.
I got to ask, you know, I'm a Charmander fan. Do you have a go-to Pokemon?
So my starter was always Squirtle.
That's fair.
Because I love turtles and he's a little goofball. But yeah, these kids like will be like come up to me and be like, cards I didn't even know existed.
Sure, yeah.
Pokemon is very different than from when I was growing up.
Yep.
Pokemon, so yeah, they're so far beyond Squirtle.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so 4 p.m. on May 6th, so make sure that it will be a fun event for the kids. And then an important thing to note is your spring story times is ending here early in May as you get for the summer.
Yep, so we like to take a bit of May off to get us ready for summer reading because it is a big event that happens for a long time. So our last week of story times, like you said, is the 5th through the 9th. So Tuesdays we have our move and groove story time. Wednesdays we have my first story time, which is for babies, and then preschool story time on Thursdays. So that will be the final week of those story times. They will come back in the summer.
Okay.
So like, don't riot. They'll be back. We just need a minute to plan some more summer reading story times. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Again, we are speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Swores, at the 8L Public Library. And now, Lily, a couple more things. Obviously, the Dungeons & Dragons series continues to go on. When is it coming up here in the month of May?
So it'll be on the 23rd at 1. This is a registered program. It is for 7th through 12th grade, so a little bit different ages than we usually do. This is a program led by our fearless patron services manager, Amy Puck. Longtime listeners may remember Amy. She plans a wonderful D&D program. It's super beginner-friendly. She makes it really fun and accessible for kids. So it's a really popular program. We're excited to have it back in the month of May. And we'll also have it through the summer. So keep an eye out if that's something that you're interested, either for you or your team.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over all of that. And then can't forget, there's a few closures happening also in the month of May. So if you want to point out when those are.
Yep. So Memorial Day is coming up in May. So the Saturday before Memorial Day, the 24th, we're closed. As usual, we're closed on Sundays. So nothing new there. But then we are also closed on Monday, which is actually Memorial Day on the 26th.
Awesome. Okay. Well, again, yeah, still stuff going on here in May. And then, yeah, we'll check back in June to check out all that summer programming. So thank you, Lily.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. Lots going on here in the month of May. Remember, you got the family story time for Cinco de Mayo coming up on May 5th. And then on May 6th, it's the Grant Wood Prey Rebel program at 10 a.m. And then the Pokemon Club will be in the afternoon. Also remember, May 5th through the 9th is the last week of spring story time before the summer reading program. So we'll stop back in and discuss all that with Lily. So that's something to remember. The Dungeons and Dragons, if you're interested in that for the month of May, that will be coming up on Friday, May 3rd. And then closures to remember is Saturday, May 24th, and Monday, May 26th. Again, this is anticipation for the Memorial Day holiday that will happen the following weekend. So lots of stuff going on here at the Adel Public Library. Of course, you can always visit their website for any information. That's adelpl.org, or give them a call at 515-993-3512. Again, we've been speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Swores, at the Adel Public Library, and that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.